what I remember most is always taking my dog for long walks down the park and in the woods. And it seemed like, you know, on the weekends and days home from, or after getting home from school, I feel like almost all of my time was often spent going on walks nearly every day, you know, through the woods or through the park. We always had a dog to go and take out and walk. And not only that, but when I was a child here, there was other people in these houses. So at the time, I also had kids around my age at different times. So we'd all find ourselves playing out in the woods. Our backyard leads right to the border of the woods right here. So we'd always be out there playing, and it always gave me an appreciation for the park and taking care of it. You know, my parents always were picking up trash and cleaning up the neighborhood and wanting to see the place be taken care of, and always kind of instilled that in me to appreciate the land and to be upset when I see a piece of trash there, or see it polluting the water, making it more difficult for the natural or the native wildlife to thrive here. And I just always fell in love with the park and nature and animals, and I definitely think that that's been an influence on me ever since.
I didn't know that there was this much wildlife and open space here in Philadelphia. I was amazed when I saw this park. So then, you know, when we moved in here, I got my camera back out and rediscovered my love for photography and started photographing all the wildlife in the park. I'm just blown away by how much more wildlife there is here in such a small space compared to even out in Lancaster. You know, here the entire summer I spent photographing hummingbirds. When I was a kid, it was, you know, so rare and so fleeting to see a hummingbird. But here I was seeing, you know, 7 a day. It was incredible. I couldn't believe that there's this much wildlife here in Philadelphia.